Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Continuously be in my mouth. Good morning, everyone from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning, 6 a.m. morning discussion on Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. I am your host this morning, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas, with an awesome discussion on today, guys. And I think this is something that we all need to sit down and ponder in our hearts, guys, because many times, guys, we can get our hips in trouble with the Most High God all because we try to become something we are not. And so before I get started, guys, I want to do a little house cleaning this morning, okay? Number one, I want you guys to go ahead and make sure that you set those alarm clocks and set that calendar to the date of May the 8th at 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern, beloved. I am having, in other words, I got a special guest from South Africa. Her name is Helen, and she will be here to talk about her new debut hit singer, Bread of Life. That's right, guys. Oh, I can't wait to interview this queen, honey. We are going to have a good time on this show. And so I want you guys to make sure you tune in now. Tune in because we are going to have a good discussion about her music. Guys, it's something about being a servant. It's something about serving up talent and gifts and authors and lawyers and judges, you know, just letting the world know who they are, and just in case they, you know, they live under a rock or something, you know. So I just want everybody to know my special guest is coming on, and believe it or not, she's my very first guest on the show. Now, how great is that? Okay, and I love that song she wrote, Bread of Life. We know who the Bread of Life is, and we're going to discuss that, baby. So y'all be here to make sure y'all, you know, y'all get in on that. And if y'all want to dial into the show to talk with my guest, all you have to do is use your cell phone and dial air code 563-999-3467. Press that number one key so that you will be able to speak with my guest. Well, today's topic is don't be an identity snatcher. Be unique. Did y'all get that? Let me say that again. Don't be an identity snatcher. Be unique. Okay? Now, when I say being unique, you have to understand that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay? Isn't that what the Word of God says? And what that means, guys, is I would say heartfelt interest and with respect wonderfully when translated from the Hebrews mean unique and set apart. So in other words, you were set apart. Okay? Apart. Okay, you were set apart. You don't have to become an identity snatcher when God has fearfully and wonderfully made you. Amen. Glory be to God. From the time that you was conceived in your mother's womb, God already knew what he had planned and purpose for your life. And it's up to us, beloved, to find out the will of the Most High God for our life. What did he create us for? Amen. 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 That's what we have to find out from God. Amen. Because he is ordering our footsteps when we yield our life to him. Amen. When we give the Most High God our life, we know that the plans that the Most High God have for our life and what he created us for, they are good. And so we don't have to walk around, you know what I'm saying, looking over at somebody else trying to be something we were not created to be, because we're going to struggle. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future, beloved. We sometimes struggle to trust God through life's hardest time. Amen. Sometimes we want to trust God, then we pull back, then we want to rely totally on God, then we try to live independent of God, and then we find ourselves struggling to become whom God called us to be. And so this morning, beloved, if I could take a few moments, and I want to talk about someone who was an identity snatcher, okay? I want to talk about Lucifer. That's right, Satan himself, okay? Okay, that's who I want to talk about. Satan himself, that's right. Amen. Amen. Can I hear somebody say, uh-oh, she want to talk about Satan himself and how he got himself in trouble. Amen. He got himself in trouble. Okay. And so here, beloved, we can get ourselves in trouble by, you know, trying to be somebody else that God did not, call us to be, okay? And so I want to talk just a little bit, if I may, because I think this will help someone out who's trying to be somebody else that they were not created to be, okay? Okay? And so we must understand that the Most High God created Satan. He created the devil, in other words, okay? Okay? And he was once a beautiful angel named Lucifer who had defied God and fell from grace, okay? And so, beloved, that's how he became Satan himself, okay? So now let's go back a little bit and maybe we can get into it a little bit if my memory served me well about this scripture. Now, a lot of people want to know, when did sin start? Where did it come from? Some people have the audacity to say God started it, that God created sin. Okay? Is it a crime to place such a charge at God's feet, to accuse the pure Almighty God of creating sin, the God who gave his son on Calvary so that man could be cleansed from sin? I mean, so y'all ponder that in your mind. Is it right to say God created sin? And then ponder in your mind about the tree, the forbidden tree that he told Adam and Eve not to partake of. Okay, so just ponder that for a minute. But the prophet Isaiah, who received profound insight from God, he received great knowledge about the fall of Lucifer. Isaiah chapter 14:12 says, "How art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" And so we get into Lucifer, okay? And we get into why Lucifer got himself in trouble with the Most High God, okay? And so now here we see that Lucifer had said in his heart, okay, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God." Now, We see when Lucifer said that he will ascend into heaven, that statement lets me know he was on the earth. Okay? Lucifer makes this statement from earth. He has already been cast out of heaven. Amen? And so Lucifer will bring about the battle of Armageddon because God caused God, I would say, to destroy with an earthquake that would tear down the lost cities throughout the whole world in the tribulation period. So here we see he was one who wanted to be worshipped. In other words, as you can see, he wanted to be worshipped. He wanted something that didn't belong to him. He wasn't satisfied that the Most High God made him a beautiful angel, okay? Amen? He wasn't satisfied. And that's how we get sometimes. We don't think that whom God made us to be, is good enough. And so now we try to look over at someone else, and then we try to, we try to be somebody else that we're not. We take on their identity. We snatch their identity. You see what I'm saying? And then now we want to look like them. We want to dress like them. We want to sound like them. We want to, you know, nothing that the Most High God has created us to be fits us, because now we look over at someone else, and then now we're trying to assume their identity. And that's why, beloved, on social media, for example, you have a lot of identity snatchers. They hide behind these celebrities. And so they try to catfish you. They try to scam you. They try to do all different things, okay? And they don't realize that's a sin and that's a crime when you do that, okay? When you do that. And so when you see Lucifer, okay, he rebelled against the plans of God, okay? And so him and his followers were kicked out of heaven, okay? Through pride, he was kicked out. Through lust and greed, he was kicked out. He wanted to be a god, okay? He wanted something that he was not created to be. Amen? Amen. And that's how you and I can get in trouble, trying to be something, you know, we was not meant to be. Amen. See, I feel that we, as the Most High God's children, should always be good at being us. Does that make sense? We need to be good at being us. And stop trying to be something the Most High God didn't create us to be. We know that he was created, Lucifer. He was created, beloved, an angel over music. Okay? He was created to be over the music. Amen? And so that wasn't good enough for him. Amen? That wasn't good enough for him. He wanted more. He wanted more, and guess what? He got more. He got his hips in trouble, and he was thrown out of heaven. Now, you can look at Ezekiel, I think it's chapter 28:13 of the King James Version. It hints that Satan was involved with music in heaven, okay? And it says, the New King James Version says, the workmanship of your tambourines and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. Okay? On the day that Lucifer was created. Okay? Okay? And then there was, I think, the two scriptures passage that describes Satan before he fell are in Ezekiel chapter 28, 12 through 19, and Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 15. Satan was the anointed cherub. Ezekiel chapter 28, 14. You can read these scriptures. He was adorned with every precious jewel imaginable, okay? So Ezekiel 28:13, and he was the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. That's Ezekiel 28:12. Likely he was the highest of all angels, okay? He was persuasive enough, guys, to convince one-third of the angels to join him in his rebellion. Revelation 12:4, even after his fall from heaven, not even Michael the archangel dared to stand up to him without the Lord's help. That's found in the book of Jude 9. Satan fell because of what? Pride. He did not like being second best. He wanted to be God. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will set enthroned on the Mount of Assembly on the utmost heights of the sacred mountain. That's found in Isaiah 14:13. Okay? And so we see that he left his position of whom the Most High God created him to be. Amen? Amen. Amen. And so one thing is sure. For Satan to rebel despite having such an exalted position and close relationship with God, the devil is surely due his eternal destiny. And guess what his eternal destiny is? Revelation 20:10, y'all. Read that. Revelation 20:10. Let me go ahead and read it for you just in case you're not going to read it. Okay, it says, and the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So when that devil keep messing with you guys, y'all need to pull that scripture out, baby. You need to rebuke him, tell him the Lord rebuke him, and go ahead and give him his death sentence. Tell him, guess what? Satan, you're going to end up in fire and sulfur, okay? Where you're going to be tormented day and night forever and ever, okay? Use revelation, guys. Use your weapons. For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Amen? It's when you know who you are and whose you are. Come on, somebody. Come on. And so I wanted to bring that today about identity snatchers because you got so many people who are not satisfied with themselves. They're not satisfied with themselves. They don't realize that the Word of God tells you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay? Okay. Amen? Amen. You don't have to try to take on somebody else's identity to feel important or feel accepted. Just know who you are. Find out the gifts and talents that the Most High God has created you with. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. I feel a preach right there. Amen. Because why? The Most High God said he knows the plans that he has for you. But you got to trust him. You got to trust the Most High God when you can't trace God. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. I know I feel it right there. I feel my health right there. Glory be to God. You have to trust God. Amen. In the midst of your state of confusion, you got to trust God. Come on, somebody. Now, we know God is not a God of confusion. Come on. We know who is. Because the enemy always want to come and cause you to be confused in whom God created you to be. And so you jump into some other part of life that ain't even your identity. You see what I'm saying? You have all these celebrities out here and people, they sit and look at these, the television, that's what it is, television. And so they long to become what they see, and then they find themselves imitating or trying to be somebody else that God didn't create them to be. And so now they done left their natural state, and now they're in the wrong, wrong state. Come on, somebody. That's where confusion comes. Huh? Never look at somebody and desire to be somebody else that God did not created you to be. Amen? 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 You got to trust God. You got to believe that the Most High God has made you fearfully and wonderfully made by the hand of God. You got to believe that the master that put you on the potter's wheel, he formed and carved you out because he knows the plans that he had for you the moment he was sitting there just creating you. And his plans was to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. Amen. I feel a preach right there. Glory be to God. That's something to shout about right there, beloved. Knowing that my Father already knew the moment he sat down to design me. Come on, somebody. When he sat down to design me, he knew what my hair was going to be, my eyes was going to be, my skin color was going to be. He knew everything about me. And he knew what gifts and talents he put inside of me. Amen? And one thing about the enemy, he will fight you to keep you from knowing your identity. Okay, that's right, because he loves confusion, amen? He is the chief of sin, father of all lies. Sin begin in him. Sin means to be adverse, to plot against, amen? Come on, somebody, amen. Oh, my goodness, I hope I'm helping somebody today, amen? Now, Lucifer, light. The Bible speaks of the brightness of Lucifer before he was cast out of heaven. His brightness was one of the things that caused him to be lifted up in his own eyes. No doubt he carried the brightest light of any created angelical angel, okay, being God had ever made. That, I mean, he was the brightest light of any created, angels that the God had ever made, a beautiful light, okay? So the prophet Ezekiel tells how God dressed Lucifer in gems, a garment that would be priceless on today's market. Lucifer was notable. God trusted him while he was yet in heaven. He, in all probability, was over many, many angels guiding them with love, giving them instructions from God. As far as the angels were concerned, he was God's right hand, directing them and doing God's work. His influence was great, but through his beauty, through pride, he became lifted up and rebelled against God. Oh, my goodness. Did y'all not hear what I just said? Through his beauty, through pride, he became lifted up and rebelled against the Most High God. And you have a lot of people who are some beautiful people who are talented and gifted. Oh, my goodness. But they also can look at their gifts and talents and their beauty and become lifted up in pride, walking in pride, and they will begin to rebel against the Most High God. They will be, in other words, they would do anything for a dollar. Okay? They will sell out for a dollar, fame, that's going to give them a lifetime of shame. Yeah. You have a lot of people like that, beloved. They will sell out for a dollar, honey. Them coins make them do anything, say anything, trick and trade with the world. But the Bible also tells you, if you are a friend of the world, you are an enemy with God. Come on, somebody. Come on. You've got to know your place. And you've got to know you're not the creator. The creator created you. And you belong to the Most High God. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. I feel it right there. Amen. But you got to understand, beloved, when you got these gifts and talents and you look good and you're making money, you better believe the tempter, which is Lucifer, will tempt you. Y'all, he tempted Jesus. Amen. He will try to get you to do or say anything wrong. Okay? He wants you to be in trouble with the Most High God because he knows his destiny is in Revelation chapter 20 and 10. So of course he wants to come and transform himself into an angel of light because it talks about Lucifer light in the Bible. It says that he had the brightest, okay? It speaks of the brightness of Lucifer before he was cast out of heaven. His brightness was one of the things that caused him to be lifted up in his own eyes. Now, we know in the Garden of Eden, we have Adam and Eve. Satan had to transform himself into an angel of light to appear to Adam and Eve that he was on their side and that whatever he was saying was the truth. Come on, the tempter came to tempt them, to get them to go against what God told them not to do. Y'all better talk to me today. What you say? Amen? So we know that Lucifer is full of evil. And today, Lucifer is the prince of this world that the Lord is going to destroy. He's the power of the air. Amen? His rank shows you how God looks upon degraded inhabitants of the world with their ungodliness, filth, and nastiness. God lets Satan be the prince of filth. Adam and Eve made Satan their God in place of the true and living God. Adam, head of the human race, had the authority, the power to deliver the whole human race into the hands of Lucifer, and he made the delivery. That's right. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. You see? And so we have to be careful, beloved. We have to be careful. Amen? Not to make money our God in the place of the true living God. We have to make sure that we don't put pride, walk in pride, and set it up in our life in place of the true and living God. Amen? We have to really do some self-check to make sure that we're not walking around stealing other people's identity. Instead of us tolerating folk, we need to be celebrating whom God created them to be. Amen? Not trying to steal and trying to become and trying to trick people. You see what I'm saying? Amen? Come on, somebody. Listen to Lucifer. I wills. He had a lot of I will in there. Amen? Amen. Listen to the I will. Let's count them up, shall we? And you'll know the arrogance of his character, his personality, his lust for power. Now let's get down to it. Let's talk about his will. He said, I will ascend into heaven. Lucifer has been cast out of heaven for thousands, even millions of years at this writing, but he still insisted he's going back. Then he goes on to say, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. The stars had been created when Lucifer said this. Then he goes on to say, I will set also upon the mount of the congregations in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. Now that's found in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13, 14. Now, I will. Lucifer thinks he will carry out his grand plans, but again, he is wrong. Lucifer is the great enemy of God, of all goodness, of all real love, peace, joy, and happiness. Now, I think I counted, let's see, 4 I wills. How many I wills do you all have? One thing I've learned, beloved, it's not about your will, but it's about the will of the Father. And when Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came to the earth to be the sacrificial lamb for you and I to have eternal life, he did not have his will in operation. If you read and follow Jesus, you will see he said, I come to do the will of the Father who sent me. He was never puffed up in pride, and it wasn't all about Jesus Christ, Yeshua. It was about his assignment on this earth. And we all got an assignment, and we have to tap into our assignment and find out what the Most High God wants us to do, because it's only one will in operation. And you can only be what the Most High God created you to be, and that is his shall. That is his child. Amen? You're not the boss. But you work for the boss. What you say? Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Do you not know the Most High God will punish you? Amen? Amen. Amen. He will punish you. Amen. See, Matthew chapter 25, I think it's 41, where it says, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So human beings who give over to the devil, who follow after Satan, like the fallen angels, are destined for everlasting fire. The Lord had created, the Most High God had created an evil place, but he was forced to do it to destroy sin from the earth. To get rid of sin, God must destroy the vessels in which sin resides. Lucifer, the fallen angels, and all human beings who will not surrender to Calvary. Okay? And I believe Isaiah 5 and 14 says, hell had enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And so, guys, I tell you, this, look at here. You don't want to be an identity snatcher, okay? You don't want to be identity snatcher, okay? Now, I think 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 14 talks about, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. I saw him shrouded in a beautiful, shrouded. Y'all know I talk funny, okay? So y'all try to catch on to what I'm, saying, okay? Okay, he was thrown in a beautiful white light dress similar to the way he is described in Ezekiel. He dazzled with his jewels. I thought, oh God, I never seen an angel like this. He was lighting up the place as he came towards me. I look at him just as I would look at another person. Lord, I thought, what kind of angel is this? The Lord let Lucifer get very close to me, and then he stripped him. I just gasped. Oh, my God, that was something, to be eyeball to eyeball with the devil. And now there wasn't anything dazzling about him at all. His light, his jewels were all counterfeit. He was uglier than one could ever imagine, eyes glittering with demonic hate. He hated me. I had never before witnessed such hate. No wonder God cast him out of heaven. No wonder God is going to destroy him in the lake of fire. I never will forget that experience. I have lived and relived it. If the Lord doesn't wipe it away, I will relive it for eternity. But surely it will be wiped away by then. Now the scripture of 2 Corinthians 11:14, referring to Lucifer as an angel of light, took on great meaning, living reality. You can read the Bible, but when you actually experience what it is talking about, the word becomes a part of you. You can read about a born-again experience, the baptism and the Holy Spirit, but when you experience them, the scriptures burst into new life. So, beloved, I got to go. But reading about Lucifer and his disobedience, okay, he became dissatisfied with God, with God's truth and God's ways, okay? And so this got him in trouble, okay? And dissatisfaction breeds arrogance, okay? So Lucifer took on the spirit of arrogance, beloved, okay? And that's when he began to resist the authority of God. He took on a spirit of opposing control. He didn't want God to have authority over him anymore, okay? And so when you start resisting the authority of God, beloved, and you start carrying out your own will, your own plans, your own identity, stealing other people's identity, this is what will happen to you. You will get in trouble. Amen? Amen. You will get in trouble. Amen. You will become lover of yourself and lover of becoming an identity snatcher. The Bible tells us that Lucifer was once perfect. Okay? He was once perfect. Okay? Ezekiel chapter 28:13-15 says, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee." Thou better talk to me today. Amen? And that's the same thing with you today, beloved. We find rappers wanting to rap like another rapper. We find singers that want to sing like somebody else. They do the same runs. Nobody got that unique sound. Even in preaching today, you have people wanting to hoop and holler and fall out and sweat and roll all over the floor like another preacher because they figure, oh, they're celebrity preachers, so let me do that and doors is going to open for me. That is not true. You find out what God created you to be. You find out his will for your life and be good at being you and stop trying to be something God didn't create you to be. Because now you are walking in error. Amen? And the Bible tells us, let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with either, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. We know that's what happened with Lucifer. Amen? We know that. Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So with that said, guys, I got to go. I got to go. But just know that Jesus Christ Yeshua came that through his shed blood on the cross, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's Hebrews chapter 2:14. Amen? Because of what Jesus Christ Yeshua done on the cross, he brought the opportunity for us to have eternal life with him in heaven. Though we die, yet shall we live. Because why? Jesus Christ Yeshua defeated death, hell, and the grave, giving life to all who turn to him. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And you can read John chapter 11, verses 25, 26. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. So with that said, guys, I got to go. I got to go. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on this beautiful Thursday morning. I pray that you be safe today. As you move around, whatever you got going on, plan today, just know, beloved, this topic is something that we all need to ponder. We all need to ponder. Because when you find yourself an identity snatcher, then now you have left the will of the Father, and you have been clothed with your own identity, okay, identity snatcher, because you can look over there and see somebody else dressing a certain way, and then before you know it, you become that person. You start trying to walk, eat, look, everything like another person, because you're not satisfied with whom God created you to be. And that's where a lot of plastic surgery comes in at, and a lot of different things that's happening in this world. Just look around you and see what's really going on. Who's really walking in their identity? Who's really out stealing other people's identity? Just look around. It's right there in your face. Every time you look at television, which I call tell-a-vision, they tell false visions and give you false hope and give you an identity that God didn't create you to be. You have to be very careful, beloved, because you don't want to be that person. Amen? Find out the plans and purpose that the Most High God has for you. Find out. Know exactly why God created you. What was his reason for creating you? And find that out and be good at being you. And stop trying to be somebody else. Grab a hold to Jeremiah chapter 29:11, and I'm going to leave you with this. For I know the plans. We're talking about God now. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Just know that, beloved. Amen. Just know that. When you find out the will of the Father for your life, then guess what? You're going to have a prosperous, blessed life, honey. Trust when I tell you. I love being Teresa. I'm not looking to be nobody else. Okay? Because to be honest with you, it's kind of it's kind of hard being me. I tell you, I done went through some storms being me. So you know I ain't trying to look over the fence and trying to be somebody else I'm not. No, I got to be Teresa, okay? And there's only one Teresa, okay? So I tell you, I paid the price to be Teresa. You could believe that. Amen? I had a friend who told me, they said, oh, you're so cute. Oh, you're gifted talent. I want to be like you. I said, baby, let me sit you down and tell you what it's going to cost you to be like me. And when I started naming everything I went through, oh, they changed their mind quick. Oh, no, that's okay. They were satisfied with being them. See, you got the cost, you got to count the cost to see what that person I went through to be them. Come on, somebody. And I think that's why a lot of people try to abort whom God created them to be and try to jump over the fence and be a celebrity or be a preacher or be somebody else because they think that person have it made. But you don't know what that person going through to go to be them. That's why I never want to be nobody else. Lord, let me be what you called me to be. Teach me how to be what you created me to be. You got to ask God for wisdom on how to teach you to be true at being you. And stop trying to be somebody else that the Most High God didn't create you to be. Because you're going to find yourself wrestling in that false identity that you decide to clothe yourself with fig leaves. Okay? And no, fig leaves is a form of shame. You don't cover yourself with fig leaves because now you're out of the will of God and you don't even know where you're at and how you got there. Why? Because Satan came and tricked you out of your position. Oh, God, I'm about to slap my own self right there. God, I feel a preach right there. Glory be to God. You about to, you done messed up. You better get your hips back in line with the word of God. You better get on back in there and be all that God has created you to be. Amen? Amen, because he want to give you a hope and a future, baby. And nobody can do it like daddy. What you say? Glory be to God. What you say? Nobody can do it like my daddy. Huh? That's why you need to stand on the word of God and take God's word as final authority. Know who you are. Every morning when you wake up and look in that mirror, you need to shout hallelujah. Huh? Because the Most High God has fearfully and wonderfully made you, baby, unique. There is nobody like you. Huh? Come on. You want to give God praise because you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't let nobody get you out of your identity because you're looking at somebody else thinking, oh, their life is better than yours, so I'm going to go over here and steal their identity and become them. I'm going to act like them, talk like them, walk like them, eat like them. You know, I'm going to drive the baby, at the end of the day, you have never lived out your purpose. I got to go. I just punched somebody in the spirit right there. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. Join me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, guys. I don't know what we're going to talk about. I never know until that morning, believe it or not. I never know. I don't sit down and write stuff out. Whatever the Spirit of the Lord give me to release, guys, that's what I'm going to do. How about that? So with that said, guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information you can use. Now, if you have not started following this podcast, you can do so by signing up with your, guess what, your email, okay? All you have to do is sign up with your email. You don't have to do anything else. Just sign up with your email. And then also, not only that, beloved, you can also go to YouTube, okay? Subscribe to our YouTube channel by clicking that red subscribe button. Also, click the notification bell so that you will always stay in the know when we upload new video. And also, family, we have a website. You can go to our website and look at everything that we have there, information. We have the website available for you. You can go to serveitupnow.com, and then you can look at our website there. So definitely, beloved, I want you guys to be a part of Serve It Up Now. And if you're a guest and you would like to be a guest on the show, please go ahead and visit our website in the comment section, in the contact section, I meant to say. Leave your information. I will and tell me what type of material you would like to come on the platform and discuss, and then I will review it, and then I will get back with you. How about that? So with that said, guys, you stay safe. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace now. Bye bye.
Coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.